Highbridge, a division of Recorded Books, presents Nature's Mutiny. How the Little Ice Age of the Long 17th Century Transformed the West and Shaped the Present. By Philip Blom. Read by Jonathan Keeble.
Fifth is the race that I call my own and abhor. Oh, to die, or be later born, or born before. This is the race of iron. Dark is their plight. Toil and sorrow by day are theirs, and by night the anguish of death. And the gods afflict them and kill, though there's yet a trifle of good amid manifold ill. Hesiod, Life and Days. This is the terrible century about which Scripture speaks so clearly. It is the Iron Age, which breaks and subdues all things. The seven angels have emptied their vials over the earth, and they contained blasphemy, terror, massacres, injustice, treason. We have seen and continue to see how realm rises against realm, nation against nation, plagues, famines, earthquakes, terrible floods, signs in the sun and the moon and the stars, the sufferings of nations through storms and thunderous waves. Jean-Nicolas de Paraval, 1654. Europe, where the sun dares scarce appear for freezing meteors and congealed cold. Christopher Marlowe, London, 1578. The lights and windows in the vault of the heavens often grow dark and will no longer shine and shed light on the world's larceny. And they are longing with us for our salvation. The sun, the moon, and other stars shine less brightly than before.